Hey, it's Greg Lauer back with another episode of the Bite Size Wise podcast. And today we should be wrapping up our series on the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path as taught by the Buddha. This is the final spoke in the wheel of life, so to speak, called whole and complete concentration, or right concentration, or accurate and perfected and perfect concentration. And the whole point of this is to prepare the mind for our moment of awakening by learning to mentally focus on one single wholesome thought, or one single wholesome object, or one single point in space that is kind of a neutral point in space, maybe a foot in front of your face, or some space on the floor 10 feet in front of you, just for examples. The most common way of developing our whole and complete, or right concentration, or our perfected or accurate, or whichever of those words we want to use to describe this idea of quote unquote right concentration, typically it's taught through meditation. Now, what I've been learning as I read through various resources and talk to one of the Buddhist teachers that's in our area here, what I've been learning from all those different resources is they all say that it is best to learn meditation slowly, to start off with a very small amount of time, as little as 1 minute or 2 minutes. And I started off first of the year. I started off with 2 minutes, and I still struggle with thoughts that just pop into my head. You know, learning to bring my focus back to my breathing has been difficult, but it's becoming a little more easy, and it's starting to pay off. But all these resources say you start slowly and you start small, and as you gain the ability to maintain a focus or maintain concentration on, say, your breathing or that single point in space, that after you get to that capability for just a couple of minutes, that it is time to start working with a skilled meditation teacher. And they've all said that the biggest reason for this is as you continue to develop your skill with meditation and begin to develop the capability to set the conscious thinking mind aside, that it is entirely possible for traumatic events of the past, traumatic repressed memories, and things of that nature to start popping up. And they say without the assistance of a skilled meditation teacher, that it is possible for those things to re-traumatize us and set us back, essentially all the way back to the beginning. And if the idea behind right concentration is to prepare our minds for a moment of awakening, the last thing in this world we need is to re-suffer or to relive an exceptionally traumatic event from our past. Now, as part of a long-term healing to get past that trauma and heal from it, then yes, it may be exactly what you need to bring that up, bring out that repressed memory and confront it. But that should never be done alone. That should only ever be done with a skilled practitioner, either a skilled meditation teacher or a skilled mental health practitioner. But when you're first starting out, you probably already know there's dozens and dozens of apps for your phone or tablet that'll help go through different meditation practices, some even guided meditations where a skilled teacher has put together a verbal guide to lead you step by step through the practice so that you gain skill on the way, and then they give you the opportunity to begin to move more and more away from the guidance and into your own meditative practice. Now, one thing to be aware of, going in, it could take years and years and years to perfect the idea of meditation. Even the historical Buddha is said to have taken as much as 6 years of daily practice, sometimes hours a day, to finally perfect whole, complete, right, perfected, perfect concentration. So if you seem to be struggling 3 days in with a 2 minutes a day of practice, give yourself time, give yourself room, give yourself the forgiveness of thinking that you're doing it wrong. It's the kind of thing, especially in the Western mindset, when we are used to allowing thoughts to come into our mind almost willy-nilly, and they just pop in there, and sometimes we learn to pay attention to them, and sometimes we don't. But coming from that mindset where those thoughts come unbidden and it's perfectly okay and we just deal with it, it can take quite a bit of time and effort to get to the point where this meditation on a single wholesome thought or a single mantra such as Om or a single wholesome object, you know, it could take quite some time to do that. So the key in all of that being start small, start slow, and make sure you give yourself time and space to develop this capability or develop this. It is a skill, which means it then has to be practiced. Now, I ran across something that the Buddha talked about, the historical Buddha, Siddhartha, talked about when it came to mastering meditation, and that was the four absorptions. And the way these are taught, it's almost like a process. And the first step is as we learn to release our passions and our desires and our unwholesome thoughts, we end up with a deep sense of well-being and rapture. And again, this is not going to happen overnight. This is the kind of thing that could take years to happen. But we get that deep sense of well-being and rapture, and then we learn to replace our intellectual activity with that single-pointed mindfulness and presence. We'll eventually have the rapturous feeling fade in our meditation and be replaced with a mental calmness and a mental clarity. And then as we continue to practice and perfect and become whole and complete in our ability to meditate and concentrate, eventually all sensation will fade away and leave only that mindful calmness in the moment, and then in the next moment, and then in the next moment. And that's what mindfulness is all about. Not thinking about the next moment, but just allowing it to be when the next moment is, allowing it to come, not sitting up and taking notice of it as in, hey, it's the next moment, but rather just being present moment by moment by moment. So there you go. That's the eighth step on the Eightfold Path, or the eighth spoke in the wheel of life, so to speak. Planning over the next few months to eventually revisit the Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path again, along with some other Buddhist ideas and Buddhist mindsets. One reason I have been starting my study of Buddhism and Buddhist philosophy is I believe there's an awful lot of the practices that can be applied to my own spiritual journey in its current state. And I believe that the spiritual practices and journey that I was taught beginning many decades ago, I believe those were corrupted over the years, and those practices and beliefs were corrupted over the years. So I'm embarking on a journey to bring those back to a more perfected state. And I believe that Buddhist practice and a Buddhist approach to understanding the true nature of reality may be quite helpful in that journey. So As I've always been saying for the last several episodes, if you find any value here, please pass the podcast along to a friend. And please subscribe. Make sure you hit that subscribe button in whatever platform you're listening on so that you never miss an episode when we put them out. I've got a few bonus episodes starting to bubble up to the surface, and they'll be coming out in the next few weeks. And then we'll be launching some, as I've mentioned, in the Facebook page for the podcast. Starting March 1st, there'll be some premium content for subscribers. It'll be a relatively low subscription rate, but there'll be premium content, like interviews with people I find fascinating, interviews with people I find helpful in this path to applying wisdom to our lives. Some longer form episodes, some discussion of the evolution of my thinking since past episodes were made, those kinds of things for subscribers, subscriber Q&A type episodes and those kind of things. Again, that'll be somewhat of a low subscription rate, but still make sure you get more value than what the rate is. So until next time, I hope you have a wonderful day or evening or night whenever you're listening. And be wise out there, would you? This is Greg. Talk to you tomorrow.